Hello.
Hello, my name is Joseph Jones from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions towards public affairs and current events. So, are you currently registered to vote at this address?
What? Am I what?
Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. So, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
As something else.
Thank you. So, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I will certainly vote.
Okay, thank you. Now, would you please tell me your age?
39.
Thank you. Now, in Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
The right direction.
Okay. Now, thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I'm not sure yet.
Not sure yet. Okay. Okay, now, I would like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you might have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Donald Trump.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, Ron DeSantis.
Neutral.
Neutral. Okay, so would you say a little bit of both? So it's a little bit of favorable,
yeah.
A little bit of unfavorable. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, MAGA Republicans.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Now, for the next one, it is Project 2025.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, the next one is Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Okay. Now, for the next one, it is Thomas Chalupu.
I don't know who that is.
That's okay. Now, for the next one, it is Joe Biden.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is Darren Soto.
Unfavorable.
So that would be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Very, okay. Now, the next one is Democrats in Congress.
Favorable.
So, somewhat favorable.
Yeah.
Or would it be very?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Thank you so much for that. Now, Thinking about the job that Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'll say somewhat. Somewhat approve.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about the job that Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Now, if the election for president were today, and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Probably Kamala. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if the election for United States Senate were today, and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie McCausland Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Probably Powell,
okay. So it'll be a lean, or that would be you're definitely voting Debbie?
Probably,
okay. Now, if the election for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalfo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Probably the first guy.
Okay. Now, thank you so much for your help here. We are doing a smooth job over here with the survey. So for the next question we have, as you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I don't know. That was hard for me to understand.
Oh, would you like for me to repeat it?
Yeah.
Sure. So the question was, as you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or a guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I would probably vote yes.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. So the colonel, that's a weird word. Thomas Chalfo is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Chalfo will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalfo will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto has also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Federal will always fight against effort to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalfou, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Based on the statements that you read, Soto sounds better.
Darren Soto?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, we're halfway through the survey. Just stay with me for a little longer, please. Thank you so much for your help. Now, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, ending the gun violence epidemic, tackling crime and improving public safety, bringing down rent prices, protecting Social Security and Medicare, making healthcare affordable for working families, securing our border, making owning a home more affordable, lowering grocery prices, protecting abortion rights, promoting traditional values in schools, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, and lowering inflation and gas prices. Of all of those, what are the issues that you think the Congress should focus on?
Wow, you really read a lot of stuff. There's a lot. I'll just name a few, I guess. But I think protecting abortion rights is important. I think lowering or making affordable housing and affordable health care costs are the top three.
Thank you. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress, assuming that each of these is accurate. Please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and brought home tens of millions of dollars for local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry.
Yeah, that doesn't do anything to convince me.
Okay, so no effect.
No, yeah.
Got it. Now, Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone.
Yeah, that's much better than the first one.
So would you say it is very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Oh, somewhat convincing.
Somewhat, okay. Now, Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Yeah, that's very convincing.
Yeah. Now, Thomas Chalfou will support the Trump-backed America First policy that prioritizes American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Chalfou will make sure we take better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness.
Okay, somewhat convincing.
Somewhat, okay. Now, Thomas Chalfou is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Now, for the next one. Thomas Chalfou will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's open border policies.
No, it doesn't convince me at all.
No effect. There we go.
Not convincing.
No. There. Now that you heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalfou, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Probably Soto.
Probably Soto, okay. Now, let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or would have virtually no effect at all on your decision. Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases of targeted or small businesses.
I think that was a good one.
So that would be serious doubts.
I'll say, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, Shalhoub called for a, quote, complete overhaul of the existing healthcare system, the Affordable Care Act, which would roll back healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, that gives me some serious doubts, too.
Okay. Now, as chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Chalfou voted to give himself a 3.8% pay rise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families.
Yeah, that gives me some serious doubts.
Thank you. Now, Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we cannot trust them with another term in Congress.
That one didn't affect me.
Okay, so no effect. Now, Thomas Chalfou personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office.
That's some serious doubt.
Okay. Now, mega landlord Thomas Chalfou went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church, and has tied up the courts pursuing a host of small claim suits.
Yeah, it gives me some serious doubts.
Thank you. Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for the United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalfou, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Soto.
Soto, okay. Now, what is your primary source for national and political news? Is it talk radio, cable news networks, Orlando Sentinel, El Nuevo Dia, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, your local newspaper, internet-based news sources, social media apps or services, or is it other or none?
Social media, like YouTube.
Got
and
it.
Yeah.
Social media apps or services. Okay, so the app you said was YouTube, mostly.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what Spanish language news sources, if any, do you use on a regular basis? Do you use the internet, Telemundo Orlando, Univision, the radio, La Prensa Orlando, Wampa TV, other?
Radio.
Radio, okay. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate? Biden. Okay. Now, just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
Associate in college.
An associate in college, okay. Now, do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
Yeah.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Probably more liberal.
Okay, so you would say somewhat liberal or very liberal?
I'd say somewhat liberal.
Somewhat, okay. Now, as you know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. To what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestry?
Mexico.
Okay. When communicating with people in your household, do you speak only Spanish, more Spanish than English, an even mix of both, more English than Spanish, or only English?
Mostly English.
Okay, so more English than Spanish. It's not exclusively just English.
Yeah, almost exclusively English.
Okay, got it. So, this concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation, and I hope you have a nice rest of your day.
Thank you.
No worries. Bye-bye.